At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
If you're feeling anxious, stressed, or lonely in these difficult COVID times, call CalHOPE at 1-833-317-HOPE to talk to someone who can help. That's 1-833-317-4673. Hope will persevere.
Ever wondered how a book gets made into a movie?
Or how to master the art of cooking?
Either way, we've got you covered with the Two Guys from Hollywood podcast. I'm Alan Nevins, a literary agent and talent manager.
And I'm Joey Santos, a columnist and celebrity chef.
On our podcast, we're going to be serving you a fresh perspective of the entertainment industry alongside our favorite celebrity guests.
As we like to say, we don't dish, we serve.
Listen and follow Two Guys from Hollywood on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll talk at you soon.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
I got a little news for you.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
And I'm Alex Fasano with your Make It Rain news update. That's right. We have a week before the national championship. It's Tigers versus Tigers. I wonder if Siegfried and Royd are going to be watching these this game.
Hey, hey, that's a good one, Fasano.
You know how much of fans they are of Tigers.
I like that one.
Yeah, I'm an old soul. I'm an old soul. What can I say?
Yeah, until one almost ate them, and then now they're into elephants.
Yes,
so,
yes.
That kind of changed.
Wasn't
it
Zeke Elliott's dad or something that had a tiger or something like that?
Yeah, no, it was the, that very, very rare cat, like, looks like a house cat, but it's actually a leopard that will, that was actually eating other dogs in the neighborhood. Yes, that was him, yes. Unreal.
There you go, Hangover, in the Hangover, the tiger in the bathroom, absolutely.
Sure.
So, yeah, a lot of tiger puns are going to be coming in the next couple of weeks for this national championship game, but that's for another day. Let's get into the NFL, guys. You're probably talking about it all during the first hour. Panthers hire Matt Rhule as their head coach. They give him a 7-year, $60 million deal. He was making $4.1 million at Baylor. He actually spent a year in the NFL, ironically, with the Giants as their offensive line coach. The Panthers are expecting him to turn the franchise around. I think in a quote, Tepper was saying he mentioned the Rooneys and the Steelers, ironically, how they've made consistency with coaches. They've only had three coaches over 4 years. Rhule is
known. He used to be a part owner of the Steelers, right?
Yes, he used to be a part of it. It was the Rooneys, but Tepper did have a hand in it. It's always been the Rooneys.
I'm just saying that's his model. You know, that's what he learned under. We've been talking about coaching trees. You know, this is almost like an owner tree. So that's what he respects. That's what he wants to do.
Careful with that, guys, because he was an owner like that dude who got tossed out of the Golden State Warriors
he was
arena.
That
was the same kind of owner there.
He's money.
Yeah, it was part of a portfolio of other investments he had, but I think he went to like three games. He's got actually what I didn't know about him is he's got, I believe he is, in fact, from a net worth standpoint, the richest owner in the NFL. He's got more money than even Jerry Jones.
That makes sense.
That's saying something.
What about Paul Allen? Isn't he like Microsoft money or something?
Oh, the Seahawks?
In Seattle?
Not anymore.
At one point he was.
He absolutely was. But yes,
maybe whatever. Keep
Mr.
Going.
Hedge Fund, Mr. Hedge Fund Tepper here has got. He got
like
a lot of money.
There you go.
He didn't even blink at what you need. $60 million, $70 million. There you go. We're good to go. 7 years, 8 years. We're good to go.
Yep.
Wow.
Probably had that $60 million on him when he gave him the deal. So
reminded me a lot of like Cardano is what it did. You know, one of Cardano's related to Tepper.
Sure.
I can
throwing
see it.
Money around left and right.
I can see it exactly.
Yeah.
But hey,
we should get down with Tepper and put in extra DK lineups. Conglomerate with him.
We're doing it.
Careful we don't get caught.
We're doing it.
Careful we don't get caught. No tweeting afterwards to our significant others, guys, after we win. But let's get into it, guys. Matt Rhule, he turned Baylor around. He was they were a one-win team, and then he turned him into a bowl contender in only three seasons. So that's what they expect Rhule to do with the Panthers. And, you know, a lot of expectations coming out of New York, as well as the Giants hired Joe Judge. All rise for the second Judge in New York, as the Yankees have the first. The 38-year-old Judge has been mentored by Nick Saban and Bill Belichick. He was considered a no-nonsense guy who isn't afraid to ruffle some feathers. So Saquon, who might want some money next year, he might not be afraid to ruffle his feathers in contract negotiations. We'll see what happens. Judge will be the 19th coach in New York Giants history. So we'll see what happens. A lot of expectations coming out of MetLife Stadium for Joe Judge, new at the helm coach. See how he and Gettleman get along during the season. Let's talk about the association really quick, guys. Trailblazers and Raptors. The Blazers taking them down 101-99. It was vintage Melo hitting his 17th career go-ahead shot. Classic Melo step back jumper. It was awesome. Finished the game with a game high 28 points. Hassan Whiteside had a double double of 14 points, 16 rebounds. Here we go.
CJ Holding sweeps it low to the floor outside of Carmelo. Head down, 15 for away. Carmelo Anthony drills it straight away from 16
jumper.
Feet out.
Can't beat it.
Hoodie Mello.
Hoodie Mello. Mid-range, man. Mid-range.
Mid-range. You can't beat mid-range Mello. That's vintage Mello. You can't stop it.
That is Mello.
That's why he wanted to come back. That's exactly why he wanted to come back. Make those shots. Kyle Lowry finished with a double-double for the Raptors. 24 points and 10 assists. Another game we want to get to. The Grizzlies taking on the Timberwolves. I only want to mention this game for one reason. The dunk contest. Ja Morant had 25 points and 7 assists in this game. He is considering the dunk contest. He's mulling it over.
Nice.
I think Dwight Howard is also a contender in the contest as well. We'll get Superman back there. And Anthony Davis, when asked about the dunk contest, he said, "That's not me. That's not
one of my boys that I've gone with a few times is the official team photographer of the Washington football team and the Wizards. And he was doing the dunk contest the year that Dwight Howard won.
Superman cape?
He has in his living room the cape and the measuring tape that they used literally to measure. He has that like framed and signed by Howard in his living room. It's pretty awesome.
That is pretty awesome. He is Superman, and we will see him again in the dunk contest. I don't know if he'll get a Batman cape this year just for kicks. That'd be kind of cool. We'll see Dwight Howard in the contest once again. Maybe John Morant, he's still mulling it over, so we'll see what happens. All right, that about does it for me. Gonna send it back to the crew on Make It Rain, helping you win some cash this Wednesday morning.
The Sports Grid Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, here we go. Hour number two. Let's make it rain here, people, as we get ready for a big weekend in the world of sports. Certainly the NFL as we continue in the playoffs, the final eight up and ready to rock and roll. Of course, leading us right into, you know, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. In fact, three monster days for football, including that national championship game. We do also over the weekend, it sounds like we will have an idea of who is going to take over that dumpster fire known as the Cleveland Browns. And we will also, I am sure, over the next 24 hours and at some point today, Giant fans will have a better understanding, as will Carolina fans, of exactly coordinator-wise. Is, you know, I think maybe this is the next step in the process. The biggest, you know, he's already there. He's 38 years old. He is Joe Judge. But I think the maybe the first big move to help him succeed here is going to be who is his offensive coordinator and who's his defensive coordinator, Dane. And I think those two hires for both he and Matt Rhule are going to be big. Now, I find it interesting that, you know, Wade Phillips is out and available on the market, guys, since he is no longer with the Rams. This is a guy that would do a – he helped one fresh-faced 32-year-old guy, right, take a rant. He don't ruffle any feathers. He gets the command of the room. You know, am I pushing? Damn straight. I hope they go with a Wade Phillips, because I think that would be a step in the right direction, man.
Yeah, listen, we talked about this model with McVay, right? And right. how you have, as the new fresh-faced 30-something coach, you have an established presence that knows the lay of the land in the NFL, all that other stuff we were talking about, right? Game management, timeouts, instant, all that stuff can help you with that, help be a presence so that some of these players who are older than you have some respect for their elders and their coaching staff. So I think a guy like Phillips would be cool. Listen, I've told you, you think he'll suck too much air out of the room, but Rex knows New York, Joe, and Rex is a defensive guy who can be that as well. I know you said his personality is a little too big, maybe, to overshadow the situation, but I agree. These guys need to get their coordinators in place.
Yeah, well, if the right coach comes in there, no nonsense, and says, you know, shut up and coach football, and, you know, it's...
Rex is a great defensive coordinator.
Defensive mind, I agree. 100%. Yep, 100%.
And no New York.
That he does.
Are you a Henry? It stands for high earner, not rich yet. It means that despite earning a six-figure income, you're struggling to amass any meaningful nest egg. Our friends at The Motley Fool can help. Since 1993, they've been providing investment advice, helping members build the financial future they envision. To kickstart your 2021 financial goals, they're offering five of their favorite stock picks for free. Realizing you're a Henry? Remember the not rich yet part. You can do it, and The Motley Fool can help. Visit fool.com/best bets.
So, Donald, I may have indulged a bit too much in the month of December. My energy's been lagging. My belt is definitely on its last notch from all of the eating.
Well, the holidays can do that to you, buddy. It makes you reach for quick fixes that have rough and lasting effects on your gut. Good thing we have GT Synergy Raw Kombucha to get your gut back on track.
That's right. It's those billions of probiotics that whip the gut back into balance. And those are naturally occurring probiotics, not the added fake kind.
Yeah. Well, GTs are naturally occurring because it's raw and fully fermented for 30 days.
No kidding. Just talking about it makes me want to grab a trilogy flavor right now.
When you drink a kombucha, it means you love your guts. Because a healthy gut can help with less bloating, digestion support, boosted immunity, better mood, improved skin, and just your overall health. I've been drinking GT's Gingerberry since the new year to introduce more good bacteria to my system. GT himself told me that kombucha is its most potent and beneficial on an empty stomach.
Man, do I love GTs. I usually drink it in the afternoon to give me a little pick-me-up and treat myself.
Drink GT Synergy to show your gut that you love them. Better health is as simple as making a few small changes, and incorporating GTs is an easy one.
You can learn more about GTs at gtslivingfoods.com/loveyourguts and pick up a bottle at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
Also, Dane, we talked about it yesterday, a big shout out to the big three of Jeopardy that opened their
battle. Oh, yeah, I watched it.
It was great because you had a lot.
Awesome.
First of all, they went the entire first round without missing a question.
They didn't get anything wrong. Yeah, it was amazing.
They got nothing wrong. And I love the old school Ken Jennings, of course, wins round one here.
He did it.
In such James Holzhauer fashion, you know, big James gambler, right? The reason he was able to last as long as he did and win all those damn tournaments is because every time that he got a daily double, he doubled down. And guess what? Everyone, Ken Jennings did exactly the same, did not miss a question. Of course, is why he went on to win at least last night. Poor Brad got shut out there because he unfortunately did not get all those double Jeopardy questions.
He shoved also and got them wrong. Yep.
He got them wrong. So, but yes, it's it's going to be an awful lot of fun watching how this unfolds for the next couple of nights and then into next week. But yes, it was. That is a battle of epic proportions going on. If you guys haven't had a chance to check it out tonight, man. Round two, here we go. And I see even a little trash talking going on among them. You know,
there
what
was
I mean?
There was one question where I got James. The answer was Philadelphia, and I guess the other guy, the third guy, was from Philadelphia, so he answered it. And then he's like, "Ha ha, Philadelphia!" It was wild. It was wild. This is great. Okay, and it also. Yep. James Holzhauser's whatever strategy has come to the other two guys, okay? Right. Talking about shoving all in with all the daily doubles, because you know that's what it's going to take to win in this tournament, right?
Yeah, and he was the first guy to do that, and these other two guys had won without doing that. So,
And here's the other thing also. The third guy who lost, Tepper, Hedder, whatever his name is.
Brad,
going into round two, okay, of both games last night, Joe, he was in third place. Right? With about half the money of Jennings and Holzenhauser, James, right?
That's correct.
I kid you not, Joe. Both times, the very first question he found in the second round was a daily double. He was just I'll do this for 1600. Boom, daily double. He shoved all in both times and got it wrong and went to zero both times. Ken Jennings got the other double daily doubles. Our guy James never got a daily double, never had a chance to double up.
Nope.
And that was the working margin. That was the difference. This between James and Ken Jennings is strictly going to be who gets the daily doubles in round two. That's really what it's going to come down to. It's a game of chance.
Yeah, don't sleep on Brad either. I am fairly certain he'll do everything in their power to make sure that it gets.
It's about who gets the daily doubles. This is only about who gets the daily doubles, Joe. It really is.
Yep. Yeah, you kind of thought they were never going to miss a damn question after that first round.
It was
going,
crazy.
Oh, boy, this is going to be and still shaking their head going, what was the question again? And they're rattling.
Yeah.
It's just great to see how the minds of these three guys
it's
work.
It's hysterical.
It's, you know, because Jennings,
and it's also
a couple
clear.
Of times, even though a couple of those times on those double where he doubled down there, he was clearly out
right.
of his comfort zone.
That's
you
right.
You know, laying it all on the line as much as he had
but
to last
to.
Night to keep pace.
Yeah.
So. It'll
the
be
other thing that's interesting that I found, Joe, honestly, all three of them, it looks like their strategy is to just ring in regardless.
Yes.
And then take the 5 or 10 seconds you get to process it and come up with your answer. They're just ringing in. They're just going for it, whether they know the answer or not, whether they've got it yet or not. They just know that if they get another 6 seconds, they can figure it out. That's what they're doing. They're just they're just buzzing in regardless, no matter what. It's hysterical.
Makes you feel
inadequate.
Makes you feel like, wow, I probably should have paid attention in school a little bit more there because they're going.
I knew
you can
tell. Five of the questions, Joe. I knew answers myself.
Yeah. I had
and
to
I was
rewind
happy about
and go,
it.
All right, let me look this up here on Google and then I'll answer it. And I'll rewind it and then answer it and feel smart about it. But that's fun, guys. Going to be on tonight, tomorrow, and then, of course, next week for the conclusion. So good stuff there. I'm looking forward to seeing how that works. Also today, I am sure at some particular point in the game, more information will be released as far as the coaching trees and who, what, where, and how, as far as assistants and an interview. And who knows? We might not even get to the whole New England Patriot, the old New England Patriots, Josh McDaniels interview on Friday. It appears that these teams at this point are just, hey, we see a guy, we like a guy, we're hiring the guy. Who knows what happens today after Schwartz meets with them. But it does bring up an interesting question here now. So if Josh McDaniels, let's say a week from today, is still with the New England Patriots, is there a chance that maybe where Brady goes, he goes? Is there a chance that maybe they don't go anywhere? Does he stick around, or is this last chance you for him? Because I'm kind of shocked he hasn't even been able to get an interview here because of the Patriots. Like, I don't think the Giants talked. They wanted to talk to him. I don't think they ever got to talking to him, did they?
It doesn't look that way. Not that I've seen.
I know they talked to Bieniemy. They actually flew to Kansas City early in the week to talk to him. So. But you chose the special teams guy over the OC in New England? Like,
that was weird, too. This guy, Joe Judge, reported to Josh McDaniels.
That's correct. That's correct.
So, yep,
that's
correct.
And that's the question to me. Like,
what does that mean about McDaniels? It's interesting. Could be also, Joe, it could be that it's like a fait accompli that McDaniels is going to Cleveland. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It could all
he
be
is the
like
last
ready.
Interview. Right.
You know?
Yeah.
He's going to go interview on Friday. What if we turn around and we wake up on Saturday and boom, he's the coach? You know what I mean? Yeah. Then it's kind of like a known thing. And I
he
think
is
that
the
is
last very interview possible. Too. So
I think that that's very possible because it is weird. Yep. Everyone knows McDaniels was a hot candidate at the top of lists, but it seems like all the other, you know, if you connect the dots, all the other chairs are filled, right?
Right.
If he wants it, I bet he gets it. And I've always thought he would be the first domino to fall in New England.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Does he come to the Giants as an OC then? Since he does have a relationship with this guy.
That's so weird, though, right?
Does he go? He was never in competition for the job, so.
Joe Judge's boss. Now he's going to report to Joe Judge?
About winning football games, though, isn't it? And that's really what it's all about. So would you rather stay with, you know, Ryan? Who the hell's the. Who's the best, Stidham? Would you rather coach Stidham next year with no Tom Brady?
Or I'd rather be a head coach. I'd rather be a head coach than a coordinator.
If that's not an option, what are you going to do? You're going to sit there on a three-win team?
I stand pat because there'll be an option for me to be a head coach next year. I don't take an OC job now. I stay where I am unless I have a head coaching job.
So if Tom Brady says, let's go to L.A., he's not leaving. He's going to stay pat because he hopes he'll have a job next year as a head coach?
Yeah, I think
he's
so.
Gonna want to win. He's gonna want
to
win.
You say, like Brady goes to LA, right? To do what though? To be an OC with the Chargers or with the Raiders?
How does it help him if he's got a rookie quarterback next year to deal with? Tom Brady leaves and he wins three games. How does that help his stock?
It doesn't help him. That's why I think ultimately he's the head coach of the damn Cleveland Browns, Joe. I think we're gonna be when we wake up Monday morning. That's gonna happen.
But here's the problem: why waste time talking to Schwartz or anybody else if you know as Cleveland this is your guy? What are you doing? What are you waiting for? Why waste time interviewing two other candidates before you get to him? I don't see. I don't.
Because
I know he wants it.
Organization. Oh, that's why.
Why? Because who?
They're not a well-run organization.
But at this point, you're not competing with anybody else. So why waste everybody's time? If you have your guy and it was always Josh McDaniels, just go hire him. It's not like they haven't interviewed nine guys already. I mean, they've interviewed everybody. 49ers guy, Bieniemy. They've already talked to everybody. If Josh McDaniels is the way to go, hire his ass. Like, there's no competition. You know what I mean? Who else is going to hire him?
Joe, that makes sense, but this is the same organization that hired Freddie Kitchens. This is the same organization that had a trade in place at the trading deadline and couldn't fax the league in time for the deadline. You know, so I mean, what you're saying makes sense, but the laws of logic cease to exist in that building.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens, but there's a good chance at this particular point. Yeah, he'll be with the at least getting a paycheck from the New England Patriots until Tom Brady makes a decision. Hey, and then he's going to have to make a decision.
He might get hired this weekend, though, Joe. He might get hired this weekend.
He might. He might not. Because nobody else has even bothered to interview him yet, which
right.
is mind-blowing
to me.
Yeah, that is mind-blowing.
But we'll take his subordinate coach. It's understood.
Yeah. We'll take the special teams guy.
Right.
But not you. Ouch. Like, ouch. Big time.
Salesforce presents a mini meditation. Close your eyes and let your video conference calls fade away. Ignore the voices drifting from your laptop. Forget how your chin looks from this angle. And focus on what really matters, your customer. On your path to customer success, focus your teams with a single 360-degree view of your customer with Salesforce Customer 360. Find customer focus at salesforce.com/360.
These days, it feels like we're on 24/7. Between work, friends, family, and a million things piling up left and right, the nonstop hustle has taken over. And it's kind of a lot. Sure, Rise and Grind is all fine and dandy, but sometimes you just need a moment to turn off and hit reset. That's when you reach for a Coors Light. It's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as refreshing and crisp as the Colorado Rockies, perfect for a moment to unwind. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. So when you want to hit reset, reach for Coors Light, the only beer that is mountain cold refreshment, made to chill. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light in their new look, delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS Lineup Optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
So interesting developments as far as possible coordinators around some of these new hires breaking ground here. And don't forget, Mike McCarthy will have his introduction to the Cowboy world there today, early afternoon. They will introduce him as the new Cowboy head coach, which should be very interesting, I think. And listen, another
Garrett's
very...
technically still employed, though. Technically still on the contract there for another week.
At least for another week, yes. But that's all right.
So they're introducing a new head coach while Garrett is technically still employed.
Well, he technically got fired, but they're still saying we're just not renewing it. So, you know, tomato, tomato. But
well, the Giants had to technically request permission to interview him.
Right. Well, that was prior to them hiring McCarthy. So that had already been in the works. And that was the big thing with, you know, with the timing of everything.
Yeah.
You know, people were sitting on this information, but waiting to see what. And then once everything, oh, my God, they hired. Let's just release it. Oh, my God. Jason Garrett's coming to the. Like,
it's crazy.
It was way ahead of you guys, way ahead of you. And also, listen, you have a chance right now. You can be way ahead of the game. Don't forget, Sony Open begins this weekend, tomorrow, in fact, the PGA 2020 Tour, it is open, guys, getting ready. And, of course, the world's greatest will be on display each and every month as we begin with the first major in April and a Masters. And why not be the next daily fantasy golf legend? You can do it, guys. You can actually go for the green right now. Take your driver out. Head over to DailyRoto.com. And get yourself a free access to Daily Roto's PGF DFS products, including the fantasy projections powered by Data Golf, PGA betting tools, and of course, that DailyRoto.com fantasy golf optimizer. I'm telling you, man, put the 3-wood away, bust out the driver, go for it. Get to Daily Roto today, DailyRoto.com. The promo code is green. And that'll get you access, and no better time to do it right now. Sony Open, guys, tomorrow. Get yourself access to free 7 days worth of a golf membership at DailyRoto.com. That promo code is green, and you will get that 7-day free trial at DailyRoto.com. And, of course, remember that DailyRoto.com, guys, it's where millionaires are made. And, yes, we will get into some golf coming up here. Can't believe it. Sony Open is just here, and won't be too long before we're talking Masters and everything else. A lot of opportunities to be able to bet and profit from golf. We had a great time doing it last year, and it's going to be even more fun this year as the PGA Tour has figured it out. Don't compete with the big boys. Create your own little niche for a couple of months and, you know, a major every month, and all of a sudden everyone will pay attention to you. So good stuff there. And also, listen, good stuff here, man. A couple of names I'm going to throw your way here, Dane, to see if you like any of these, because I do think that number one, Mike McCarthy has been reported, and he is coming out and confirming that he does want Kellen Moore to remain as the offensive coordinator. Now, we know he likes to call his plays. So the question was, well, is he doing it as a solid because Jerry said you got to keep him? Well, it turns out Kellen Moore's got other options here, guys. He's 31 years old. He is also being courted by his former alma mater there. The University of Washington wants him as their OC. Don't forget, you know, Peterson had stepped down there and retired. Jimmy Lake took over there, longtime assistant there for at Washington with Peterson. And they are really trying to get him, Kellen Moore, to come there and run the offense for UW. It does appear that he wants to stay, but I do think there might be something said, or at least they think something's going to be said today at the press conference. And when you look at the numbers, Dane, I mean, 431.5 yards per game, 27 points per game, sixth best in the NFL. That's his first season as an offensive coordinator. He knows the personnel, right? I mean, he's a good asset. If I'm Mike McCarthy, he's a great asset. If you are truly this guy that has changed and wants to embrace analytic and thing, the dude was sixth best in the NFL. I mean, it wasn't like they had a problem scoring points and putting up numbers. So I like the idea if he does stay. If he goes to Washington at 31, I understand that as well. But given the choice, I think I would hang out with Jerry and company there in Dallas, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would stay if that was my option as well, because I'd rather be in the NFL than in college at the same position of offensive coordinator.
It's only 31.
Yeah, there was sixth, you know, sixth best in the NFL, you said. But we also remember, Joe, this Dallas offense looked really good against bad teams and not so good against good teams, Joe. Like, they were kind of right there. Like, you remember in the beginning of the year, they were dump trucking people. But it turns out they were playing Miami before Fitz. They were playing Washington, right? And then when the schedule changed for them, their offense did not look as great. Now, I'm willing to give, because, you know, you said it was his first year. He's in his early 30s, right? So if you think, you know, the trajectory is going up, sure, retain him. I would be fine with that. The only problem, if I was McCarthy, would be worrying about looking over my shoulder, you know, because he's kind of like a Jerry's guy. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I wonder if bad times fall on McCarthy in Dallas, if Jerry just thinks that his next guy up is Kellen Moore. You know, it's like images in the rearview mirror are closer than they seem. So that would be my only fear, retaining Moore if I was McCarthy. Like, might he be the guy that stabs me in the back, or is the choice right there in waiting? That would be the only thing. But for Kellen Moore, yes, I stay closer to the pot of the gold at the end of the rainbow by being in the NFL as opposed to being in the Pac-12.
Yeah, but, you know, that's the assuming that Mike McCarthy has a say in any of it, and I highly doubt that.
He might not, exactly.
But it's not terrible because of him knowing the personnel and having some success there.
They
a lot of injuries
right,
on that offensive line. A lot of things happened to this poor team here throughout the year that was not good, you know, including the guy on the outside being hurt. What a shock.
Yeah, Cooper was definitely
hurt.
Backed up.
Yeah, what a shock there.
Do McCarthy and Moore, do they like Dak? Because Dak's contract. Remember, this is the contract
thing,
right?
What's your choice? You didn't take the job. I'm sure you weren't offered the job with the idea of you get to choose your next quarterback. It's Jerry only hired McCarthy because he thinks he can win with this team right now. That's got to include Dak, unless Cam Newton plans on wearing the star here and heading to Dallas. Unless I'm just saying, maybe, just maybe. But I do think.
Or if you think you could win right now, why don't you go make a call up to New England? If you want another OC, right? Mm-hmm. Hey, McDaniels and TB, come on down. You don't think Jerry Jones would like in his billionaire boys club to stick it to Kraft?
Down on it. But I do think, listen, McCarthy is going to be the brains of the operation. And Kellen Moore, 31 years old, like you said, it ain't going to hurt him to learn under a guy that, you know, also helped coach, you know, some pretty good guys there in Favre, Rodgers, Young, you know, a few dudes he's been around. So good stuff there. The Giants, on the other hand, here's a couple of names. And I think, obviously, forget about what you think about this dude here, 38 years old, never coached. Here's the most important decisions he's got to make. Number one, who's your quarterback coach? Who's your quarterback coach? Do you go out and do you make an offer for the David Cutcliffe and Duke there to be the quarterback
coach? That's what I was thinking. Why not?
Do you do that? Number one. Number two, you've got to get him you've got to bring in a backup quarterback with the similar skill set as him. You can't be running two different offenses a la Lamar and RG3. You need a guy that can go ahead and complement what he's doing to back it up so you don't have to change an awful lot. And what if I told you, hey, Andy Dalton's around.
Right.
And Jay Gruden's around. And there's an opportunity, of course, style-wise there that make a lot of sense.
Okay.
I don't mind the idea of Jay Gruden as an offensive coordinator, especially a head coach in the league, a head coach right. in the division. I don't right. mind the Jay Gruden talk right now that I'm seeing for the Giants as an OC.
I don't mind that either. It's interesting, and there's some talk about Jason Garrett, right? That would also be a guy staying in the division, former right. head coach in the division. I think that's interesting. I know Gruden has the experience with Dalton, right? But that goes back to what options does Andy Dalton have? You know right. what I mean? Like, will there be another team out there that says, hey, you know, we'll have you and you'll be the starter and we'll draft the kid. If anybody who comes into the Giants is going to be Daniel Jones's backup, right? Right. But maybe Dalton has another option where he can go there and be a starter with a team that drafts someone, like maybe the Chargers, let's say, you know? Right. And if I was Andy Dalton, that would be a more attractive option to me. So it's still, you know, it's about the quarterback merry-go-round. Who's going to stay? Who's going to go? Who's going to be the new backup level that used to be starters that are now backups? You know, the right. Mariotas of the world, maybe Dalton. So that right. market is going to be interesting. That sounds good. The linchpin for me would be if Andy Dalton has a better opportunity.
Yeah, but they need a... They need somebody right. with a similar skill set over
that
there, because that's going to be just as important, guys. Eli's gone. You know, if this kid does get hurt or something along those lines, you need to have somebody that you can bring in there. I also think if Gruden's in play, and it sounds like he is, then Bill Callahan's got to come along as well. You need an offensive line coach you can count on. You need somebody who can take that squad that you've got there. You're going to have to draft, obviously, but, you know.
So then what about, if you're looking at those Washington guys, what about Case Keenum then? What about Case Keenum?
Yeah, exactly.
If you're taking Callahan and Gruden, you know Gruden thinks highly of Keenum, right?
I agree with you. And perfect, right? I mean, perfect scenario there.
Or even Colt McCoy.
Yeah.
Right? One of those guys.
Exactly correct. Yep. Hey, what's Alex Smith doing next year?
I don't know. Let's put our fire.
Yeah. It's not a bad way to go, guys. And then, of course, the DC is, you better nail that. Yeah. Come on, Wade.
Hi, this is Bowen Yang here. And if you're as excited as I am about the upcoming fourth season of Search Party on HBO Max, then you'll want to tune in to Search Party, the podcast. I'm sitting down with the creators and stars of the dark comedy to delve deeper into the disturbing world inhabited by Dory, Drew, Elliot, and Portia. And to help us discuss Search Party's most prominent themes, we're inviting a very special celebrity fan to join each chat. Folks like Paul Scheer, Vanessa Bayer, Busy Phillips, Taryn Killam, and Carrie Brownstein, among many others. I couldn't be more excited to talk with these folks about one of my favorite shows on TV. So join us as we review classic moments, share behind-the-scenes anecdotes, and analyze the complex characters and unpredictable plot lines that make the series oh so much fun. Search Party Season 4 comes to HBO Max on January 14th. Meanwhile, be sure to subscribe to Search Party, the podcast, which premieres December 14th on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's no secret that our current healthcare system is broken. We're often taught to avoid the doctor unless we're already sick. This is where Forward comes in. Forward doctors deliver personalized insights to put you on the path to better health. And they're based right here in the San Francisco Bay Area. Forward doctors actually spend time listening and getting to know you. Using real-time blood results and genetic analysis, they build a preventative plan with you to mitigate any health risk. And the best part? Forward doctors make it easy by guiding you through small changes to your lifestyle today to achieve long-term results. With the latest technology and tools, Forward's high-caliber team of doctors deliver cutting-edge preventative care. Whether it's finding the root cause of a new problem, managing a condition, or building a plan to achieve your wellness goals, at Forward, your healthiest self is just around the corner. Better yet, Forward doctors help you find exactly what your genes say about your health. It's time to listen to what your body is telling you. Go to GoForward.com today to get the insights you need to put you on the path to better health. That's GoForward.com.
Want to be the next Daily Fantasy Millionaire? Dunk on your NBA DFS competition with DailyRoto.com and dominate on FanDuel and DraftKings this season. Compete with the pros with DailyRoto.com, Optimizer, and the most accurate projections in NBA DFS, plus lineup alerts, breaking news, late swap support, and much more. Save 10% on winning NBA DFS advice with promo code DUNK. Visit DailyRoto.com/dunk to learn more.
Yeah, going to get real interesting here over the next couple of months, not only obviously with a champion that will be crowned here in a couple of weeks in Miami, but also getting ready for a draft and getting ready, of course, to put these teams and these staffs together here for a number of these NFL squads, including, the Giants having the opportunity possibly. There was a report, believe it or not, Dane, that it looks like Gruden's got a thing for Herbert. And I think we can all admit that, Carr, it was a nice run. It's been a lot of fun. But I think we can all agree that Gruden is not in love with Derek Carr. And he certainly has the draft capital possibly to maneuver and maybe
they
move
sure
up.
Do.
And where are the Giants? 5-4?
Giants
Miami's
are.
Five.
Miami is 5. The Giants are 4. Detroit is 3.
So
you need to trade with either the trading spots will be Detroit and the Giants.
And okay? The Giants, right?
1 and 2 are set, right? Burrow, right. Chase Young. That ain't happening. Right. Miami is the wild card. We all know Miami will take the quarterback, right?
Okay.
So if you want the quarterback, you have to get ahead of Miami at 5.
Correct.
So that leaves 3 and 4. The Lions are 3. The Giants are 4. So if you want Herbert, you have to figure they might be in the plans for the Dolphins. So you have to hop Miami. You have to get to 3 or 4, and that's Detroit or the Giants. And yes, the Raiders have draft capital. Remember, they got a boatload for Khalil Mack and all those other deals, right? And they have 2 first round picks this year.
Right.
I believe it's something like 11 and 19 around there. Okay. So do the formula. Does that get you up to 4? Maybe.
Yeah.
And if you're the Giants, right? Do you want that? Sure.
Because now you need picks and you need cap, right? I mean, that's the
bottom
line.
You take 2 offensive linemen. You take 2 guys. Right. Yeah. You need volume if you're the Giants. You're one of the worst teams in the league with the roster, right? You need volume. You already got your like prized pieces the last 2 years.
That's
okay.
Correct.
Now you go and get volume picks.
And that would be one hell of a way to do it, because I do think that this draft class, we will see some teams maybe more so than in the past moving up to get the Tuas, the Herberts, and, maybe one
happens
other guy
year.
Over there. You know, it's interesting enough. I mean, it's going to take much to get there, but Miami needs a quarterback. We know that. Giants do not. And if Oakland and the Raiders, who are probably somewhere in the middle, right? 15, somewhere in that ballpark.
They're in the middle. And they have Chicago's pick, which is also in the middle.
Yes, good point. So
they have 2 first-round picks.
Giants, that you want to talk about a turnaround, guys. That's a turnaround. You can really go from old to young rather quickly, man, if you're willing to. You know, who else would they get then at number 4? What are you giving up by the possibility of trading out if you're the Giants?
Get the stud O-lineman, maybe?
Okay, so you maybe miss out a thing, but you said,
you get a great cornerback, you need some secondary help, maybe,
secondary
but you can get
help.
That.
Yep.
You can get that in the teens, right?
Absolutely.
You can get that in the teens. You really can.
Absolutely.
So the Raiders are 12 and 19 from Chicago.
God, that's awesome. Then that gives you 2 more. Yeah. So there you go. You get a couple of things.
That's right. If I'm the Lions or the Giants and the Raiders want to do that, let's talk turkey. Let's do it. Because at 12 and 19, you should be able to get 2 starters for your football team.
Right off the bat.
Whether you get an offensive lineman and a cornerback, something like that. You don't. What else do you need? To be honest, Joe, you talk about the Giants. The Lions are in the same boat at number 3, right?
Yeah.
unless they want to move on from Stafford, which I don't think they're going to do.
That ain't
going
to happen, right?
That ain't going to happen. Patricia and Stafford have like kind of one more bite at the apple, it looks like, right?
Right.
But that's to get up to three. That's to get up to three. And wouldn't the Lions do the same damn thing? Want to take two picks from lower in that in the draft? The Dolphins, Joe, you know this. They have 5 and 18 from the Minka Fitzpatrick deal. Okay. And 27 from the Laremy Tunsil deal. So they could do whatever they damn well please.
Well, please, right? So if they really want to move up, honestly, and it's easier to go up one spot as opposed to come from, you know, you're going to come from down in the teens to want to be in the top
five. So here's what can happen. Here's what can happen, Joe. I remind you about 3 or 4 years ago, okay, when the Eagles traded up to number two. Forget Wentz. Yep. And then the Rams were like, oh, yeah, I'll see you and I'll raise you one and trade it up to number one. So what happens if someone does want to trade with the Giants? Let's say the Raiders, okay? Let's play this out. Let's say the Raiders are doing exactly what we're talking about, right? And they flip, you know, 12 and 19, whatever, and they get the Giants spot. They get number four overall. I'm going to throw out something that I do think is viable, Joe. Who's to say that the Los Angeles Chargers don't say, oh, yeah, we'll trade up to three to get Herbert, right? Yep. Because – and the Chargers are only at six, Joe. That's the same move. You know, the Jets went up from six to three to get Darnold.
That's correct.
Right? And it takes less draft capital. So what if a team like the Chargers – oh, and Joe, by the way, guess who's at seven? The Carolina Panthers.
Panthers, yeah. They're
might they want a clean slate? Mm-hmm. Might Matt Rule want his guy?
Yep.
So there's other teams there, right? And the Dolphins at five. So Chargers at six, Panthers at seven. They would have to spend less to hop Miami.
And they, so really the Giants and Miami find, and even the Lions, 3, 4, and 5, find themselves in very unique positions here. Yeah, you can rebuild rather quickly being in that spot with this year's quarterback crew. Very interesting here because of the amount of teams that are looking to restart.
The phone will be ringing.
Big time. And that's where the wheeling and dealing. I think this could be one of the crazier drafts because of that fact. And let us not forget, Miami could say, listen, Miami could pick up the phone and call and be like, listen, you know, maybe they want Chase Young. Maybe Flores wants Chase Young, calls up Washington and says, listen, you know, we'll still – you have so many needs. It's nice, right? But you have so many needs.
Like, nah. I'll take myself Chase Young. Thank you very much.
Right. Well, listen, I mean, it's, you know, it's, everything has a price. Everybody has a price. Plus, if you're Ron Rivera – Chase Young would be a nice addition.
Jack Del Rio, you are already scheming things for Chase Young. You are not.
That's going to be very interesting.
Better kind of deal, sure, right?
Right.
But you'll listen because anybody will listen. But I think they've already been Chase Young. I think the Lions and the Giants are the linchpins in an effort to get over the Miami Dolphins.
It's be interesting to see what who does Daniel Snyder like in this draft? I think we got to take that into consideration, too. Is there anybody from Washington? Because apparently Daniel Snyder is a guy who he says, he pretty much forecasts everybody he's going to draft because he tells you how much he likes them. And it's funny, too. Who was it? Yeah, was it Larry David did an interview and that had talked about where he was very friendly with McCagnan of the Jets. And had told McCagnan point blank, he said that, listen, in the draft, you need to go get Lamar Jackson. Like, don't mess around. Go get Lamar Jackson. And Larry David's like, yeah, McCagnan laughed me out of the room. Like, dude, you get out of here. You don't know what you're talking. Like, get out of here. And he's like, so where is McCagnan today? And I was laughing. I was like, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of people there that had that to say about Lamar Jackson. Could have, should have, would have. Yeah. But I thought it was funny that Larry's like, I told him, he's like, and not just me, there were a few other people like, you got to get Lamar this year, man. Like, you got to go and get Lamar. And they were like,
But instead, you know, Smith was worth a second round pick. He thought Christian Hackenberg was a second round pick. But Bryce Petty was worth a mid round pick. I mean,
Yep.
And that's why he doesn't have a job right now, right?
And that's why he won't have a job anytime soon either. And him and
he's not at that level. He may be an assistant director of scouting or something like that. But yeah.
Yeah. What was it? John Itzik. Him and John Itzik can start their own consultancy because that worked out so damn well. But he's got a game this weekend. And there is a lot of concern now about the layoff in this game, which has got some people scratching their head going, maybe, just maybe. It's nice to have that bye, but maybe it's not the best thing to happen for a team that runs very time-driven RPO. Timing is very important, Dane. And those that run RPO, guys, keep in mind, there is a greater percentage of opportunity for things to go wrong, like fumbles and things along those lines and missed blocks.
But I got to tell you,
I'm hearing that a lot lately, man. I'm hearing that an awful lot lately. There is some concern with that.
Yeah, I'll tell you. And, you know, I know Ariel is either plugging in right now. I don't know if she can hear me or not, but there was something that happened yesterday that causes me great concern, Joe. Mark Ingram had a setback at practice yesterday, Joe.
Yeah, they've been whispering about that for a while now.
That's real, Joe. That's nothing to scoff at. Okay, we know about calf and the calf bones connected to the Achilles, but he was practicing last week. He was downgraded at practice yesterday because he felt tightness in that calf. Right. That is a story we need to monitor for the next 72 hours. This, especially when we're talking about the style of game, the weather we expect there on Saturday night, Mark Ingram. Now Gus Edwards is cool and all, but they'll need Mark Ingram on Saturday.
Big time. And I'll tell you another thing that I'm hearing a lot of, and of course we'll dive into these games as the week progresses here, guys, but the idea that you had a Minnesota Vikings team that had the early game on Sunday. And now they're going to have the first game on Saturday? They're going to dare the early game. Or it's under things. So
it's back to back
short week. Yeah, it's a short week. It's a little, the timing of that is a little weird, Dane, as far as that goes, because they were the 1 o'clock game on Sunday. Now they're going to be what? The 8 o'clock on Saturday. They're going to be across country. So
I think the first game Saturday.
Oh, are they? I think you're right. I think they have the first game.
Yeah. They're Saturday at 4:30.
There
the first
go.
Game.
That's a problem.
In play.
Yep.
And they were, did they go back to Minnesota in between, or did they just go straight out to the West Coast?
No, they went home. Yeah, they went to Minnesota. And then, so that's a lot of, I get it.
When are they practicing? Yeah.
I get it. It's something to consider, too, as you're taking a look at these early game Sunday, early game Saturday. That's a full day. I mean, that's a full day of rest. It's a full day of, and meanwhile, San Francisco, they've had all week. Yep, they've had all week to prepare. So, and haven't gone anywhere. That is why winning three games from the wild card spot in order to make a day is very difficult to do, especially when you're considering how far you've got to go and you travel. An extra day is an extra day, and it's definitely something that needs to keep that. I know a lot of people love the Vikings in this spot here, but that's a tough schedule, man. That is, especially coming off the high, because you just won that game, Dane, right? So what are you taking Monday off?
Down or whatever. And then you got to and then they're traveling to Minnesota, right? Maybe they're practicing today. You got to figure they're traveling tomorrow to get to the Bay. Maybe a walk through Friday, and then they're on. And the Kyle Shanahan scheme is no easy scheme to prepare for.
Thank you very much. That's the hesitation I have with this game. I would love the Vikings if apples to apples, if you were the early game on Sunday, but you've lost a day here, guys, and you're going to the West Coast. It's San Francisco. That defense plays better at home anyway. So,
that's a problem.
But the good news is we don't have to make the bet until actually, 3 o'clock on Saturday. So it's good. We got time to hash it out. Plus, get some reports. And like Dane said, and we'll talk about some of these games here tonight. But like Dane said, Mark Ingram, keep an eye on what's going on there, guys. That could be a big issue for the Ravens, especially against Titans.
When markets change, leaders must reinvent. We all know that's more important than ever. Sales Disruptors is a brand new podcast from Exactly, the global leader in helping businesses reinvent the way they manage sales. Join us for candid conversations with global business leaders on how to thrive no matter what the market throws at you. Sales Disruptors. Download today on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. What do we mean by sales disruptors? Well, it's today's business leaders sharing their experience on how they manage through change. Like,
so this is a great opportunity to sharpen your tools. In a down market where you're not making a lot of big changes, there's an opportunity to go back and clean up things that need attention. Everything has wear and tear, so there's a great opportunity to go back and get caught up.
Tune in to Sales Disruptors, an Exactly podcast on Spotify or wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Want to light the lamp on DraftKings and FanDuel this NHL DFS season? Then join DailyRoto.com and learn from the best daily fantasy sports players. Get updated fantasy hockey projections for NHL DFS, line combinations, and build stacks for tournaments in the DailyRoto NHL DFS lineup optimizer. If you are playing daily fantasy hockey without using DailyRoto, you are doing it wrong. Enter the promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount.
All right, guys, morning after coming your way here tonight. 9 NBA games, 56 college hoops games, and, of course, a couple of NHL games. All getting ready as we approach both Saturday and Sunday in the NFL. And a current look at the line here, Danes. We're seeing that 4:35 game Minnesota, too. We're seeing opened up, keep in mind, or 6.5 in a lot of places. It is 7.5. And sevens in most places right now, Minnesota. And our concern there, of course, is that first game on Sunday, first game on Saturday, kind of losing a day there with some travel in between. And the night game on Saturday, 8:15, I'm seeing a lot of double digits now with the Lamar Jackson digging on Ryan Tannehill and company. Yeah. So are you 10? I'm even seeing a couple of 10.5s over there.
FanDuel has it at 9.5. FanDuel has it at 9.5, 46.5, and FanDuel has Vikings Niners as 7 on the number.
7 on the number. Okay. So, yeah, so it's kind of that range, guys, and it'll fluctuate as the week progresses here. And then, of course, on Sunday, still seeing 10.5s in Kansas City.
9.5 on FanDuel.
Okay, 9.5 on FanDuel. Got some money coming the other way. And Green Bay and Seattle, I'm seeing 3.5
yep.
fours here. What are
four.
You showing?
Four. Okay. For the Packers yep. game, yeah. I'll
are
tell
you
what, though.
The total creep up in that game, by the way?
Not really. Still 46.5. For me, a movement for the Chiefs to get back below double digits, right? They've been at 10 a long time. If they drop to 9.5, if you really like Kansas City, if you want to lay it, it did just go down half a point, at least on FanDuel. Yeah.
Opened up at 8.5 in a lot of places. I'm still
it went all the way
10.
Up, though.
There's even 10.5. So the number, right. Look at the total in that. Opened up at 48.5, guys. What are you
51
up to? 51
now.
Yeah, it's
51.
Cruising up there. Yeah, and the total, I believe, in Minnesota, San Francisco, 45.5. You're showing 45. 48 in Baltimore is what it opened. What are you showing there?
46.5. That's a point and a half difference.
Yeah, it's going the other way. I was going to say, I'm seeing
the
a
weather.
Lot of 46.
It's supposed to be rainy, windy, all that. Crap. I think style makes fight here, Joe. I think style makes fight. I think they're going to try and punch each other in the mouth.
Yep, it's worth keeping an eye on there. And let me just make sure anything else in there. Mark Ingram is, in fact, listed as questionable in this game now. Yeah. He is on the injury report.
Let's see
report,
the practice
so.
Reports. Yeah, yep. That's keep the big eye. One, I think.
Yep, we'll keep you posted. And then, of course, tomorrow we'll be back here, 7 a.m., doing it all over again. Looking to make it rain for you. So morning after next. Enjoy your day.
Watch Jeopardy. Watch
Come on, Jeopardy tonight.
At CarMax, we're pretty flexible with how you can buy a car. If you'd rather scroll through 50,000 cars instead of walking the lot, go for it. If you want to see how a car smells on the lot before you buy it, by all means. Hey, we all have our things. Want the whole thing to come to you without ever leaving home? Buy online. Compare how the speakers sound when playing your favorite mix? Yep, visit our lot. And if you want to browse a little on the lot and in select markets have it delivered at home, we're certainly not stopping you. CarMax, the way it should be.
These days, the hustle's nonstop. When you need to unwind, reach for a Coors Light. It's the only beer that's literally made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. You know it's time to chill when the mountains on the cans and bottles turn blue. Don't feel like running to the store? Get Coors Light delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. So kick back with Coors Light. It's mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Coors Brewing Company in Golden, Colorado encourages you to celebrate responsibly.